Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Robert Lewis Crane. Robert has been the Marin County Manager for the West Coast Songwriters, a nonprofit organization, for the past 3 years. He hosts a monthly songwriting contest for the West Coast Songwriters at Phoenix Supper Club in San Rafael, California. Robert says he only wrote 2 songs from the age of 8 through 50, but at 50, a light went on and opened that songwriting floodgate. He says his wife Mary gets the credit for inspiring him to write, and that's another story. Robert and his wife Mary produced an album for the West Coast Songwriters organization called Local Gold in 2011. The album features the Best Song of the Month winners tracks for the San Rafael event that year. Robert is currently working on his first album. 2 of Robert's songs have been awarded Best Song of the Month at West Coast Songwriters competitions and were also featured on the West Coast Songwriters Local Gold album. Robert and his wife Mary are both voting members of the Recording Academy. Robert's song, Powerless, will be in the movie The Junction, a Ron Howard, Willie Nelson production with music by Marcus Baron.
That's correct.
Of Film Music Group. And we'll be talking about songwriting, the West Coast Songwriters events, and the music Robert hears calling him. We'll also be talking about the process of songwriting and how you can work in creative collaboration with other songwriters. You can find out more about the West Coast Songwriters by visiting their website at www.westcoastsongwriters.org. Welcome, Robert.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk with you today. Especially right after being at the West Coast Songwriters event last night up in San Rafael. That was so much fun.
It's nice to watch people put their original music out there and wear their heart on their sleeve and just put it all out. That was a fun night.
It's an amazing, amazing group of people. It's just so much fun, and I'm so thankful that we met you, and it was just such an interesting bunch of coincidences how we met you. First of all, we received a postcard for a contest for the West Coast Songwriters for the Earth Day over at Redwood High School, where our son went to high school. And my sister, Tina, happened to be visiting, and she saw the postcard, and we hadn't even noticed there was a contest for the Earth Day for the songwriters, and she talked Dudley into entering his song Earth Blues for the contest, and he didn't win, but we decided to go over to Redwood High School anyway and see who won and find out more about West Coast Songwriters, and I am so glad we did. That was the day that we met you and Laura Lee over there.
Yeah, that was fun. Earth Day, that was our first collaboration from West Coast Songwriters nonprofit with the other great program at Earth Day, which is a nonprofit, and they had asked us, would we be willing to run their songwriting contest for them and host mm-hmm. it and put the judges together and then actually have people come and play at the event, which they did that day, all day long, select the winners, and then provide live music for the Earth Day event. So that was just a great experience, and of course we got to meet you out of it, which was wonderful.
Yes, it was, and it was funny because, you know, I just was listening to my intuition, which I'm luckily been doing more and more often, is listening and taking action. In other words, not just listening and saying, oh, I'll do that later, but as I've been taught by my teachers, intuition's moment to moment. And that day I had said to Dudley, you know, I really feel like we need to go over to that event. And also, even just the timing of when we went, everything about it felt like it was just meant to be. And it's amazing what can happen when you listen to your intuition and you actually take action instead of just ignoring that little voice that we hear inside.
Yeah, what little voice? Oh, that's that one that just said, what little voice?
Yeah, so true, so true. Let's see, what else? Oh, I wanted to talk to you about the fact that music can be so healing. It has a healing power to it. And I remember that day I had talked to you about the fact that I've been affirming for a long time now that I work in creative collaboration with like-minded people who are committed to healing the world with love, music, and joy. And that whole thing about creative collaboration, like-minded people committed to healing the world with love, music, and joy, I've been writing that affirmation for over a year now. I think it's going on 2 years. But I had added the love, music, and joy to the end of it within the last few months. And it's just amazing the coincidences that have started happening because of writing that affirmation every morning when I'm first having my coffee.
You know, it starts to connect you to all of those things in that affirmation that you probably wouldn't have seen if you weren't focusing on them.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing about what we think about expands, and what we think about is what we attract into our life. And so what we need to be careful to think about what we actually do want to bring into our life instead of be thinking of the opposite. And so, yeah, I've been thinking about how much I enjoy working in creative collaboration with people that are like-minded. And the people that we've met going to our first songwriters event, I think it was in April, and then May, we went to the May 20th one on my mom's birthday, and you make people feel so comfortable there, Robert. It's just so amazing. I still, when I look back on it, I can't even believe, can't even believe that you made me feel so comfortable that I actually got up and sang two songs on May 20th on my mom's birthday for my first time ever.
Yeah, congratulations. Ever. Isn't that exciting? Here you are on a stage, and no pressure. The stage is well-lit, beautiful sound system, a sound guy, an audience. And oh, by the way, they're streaming it out to 100 countries live while you're singing, but no pressure at all, right? I think you handle it beautifully.
Thank you. I feel like it is just such a win for me, just the fact that I even agreed to do it and that I got on the stage. And then, of course, there's the win that I actually remembered the lyrics.
You like that, too.
And I had fun. What?
You like to remember the lyrics, too. That's an important part of that song.
Yeah, I remembered the lyrics, and I also had fun doing it. And I learned a lot from the experience. And so, you know, it was an amazing experience, and I'm so thankful that you made it so comfortable. You and the other people in that group, like I said, it's an amazing group of people because everybody seems so supportive and so encouraging. And, you know, there's people that have, like you say at the beginning of the show, people that have been writing songs but don't necessarily know how to perform that are going to be performing. So that took some of the pressure off, too.
Yeah, the West Coast Songwriters, I've been involved with them for about 3 years now. And
mm-hmm.
What I've found is a really nice family of songwriters and people that have attached themselves to this 30-year nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And there are all kinds of wonderful resources that West Coast Songwriters has made available to us members. There are people who are, you know, very the top of the heap in the music world that have been won Grammys and had platinum and gold albums and, you know, just lots of very, very talented and successful musical professionals that have
mm-hmm.
attached themselves to West Coast Songwriters to support the art of songwriting, and they sit on panels, they volunteer their time to come and judge events, they
mm-hmm.
write comments out about how you can improve your songwriting. And so to be in contact with people that you normally would not have access to who are sharing their experience with the songwriters that are coming up, maybe looking at developing a career, it's a wonderful environment. It's like a family of songwriters and music people. And it feels like family, and everyone that comes into it kind of has the same comments that you did. They get the feeling, they get the vibe, and they naturally feel comfortable. They're welcomed in because it's a creative environment.
And last night was a great example of it too, with Shiloh. What is Shiloh's last name? She was
Shiloh
there.
Hobel.
What's her last name?
Hobel. Shiloh Hobel.
Okay. And what were the other two that were the judges?
Well, you have Carlos Reyes, who was playing this incredible violin and harp from Paraguay. And Carlos is, if you go back and watch the archive section, that guy just makes your hair stand up on end every time that he plays. He is so...
Oh, my God. When he would play the violin, it was incredible. But when he played the harp, I mean, I thought, oh my God, I've got to hear that over and over again and see it. It was just so unbelievable, the sounds that he made come out of that thing.
Yeah, and so you have someone of his caliber that comes as a volunteer to help support songwriting. And this is a guy that has played with who's who in the world, of fantastic musicians and singer-songwriters and artists, and you know, just a quiet and calm and assuming guy. You're sitting down having dinner with him, and then he gets up and performs, and he's just electric. Great sense of humor, can really, really hold a room with
hanging
on every word he was saying.
and
that's the kind of person that comes in and judges as a volunteer. And boy,
right.
You know, but that guy writes down something about the song that you get. Or how
and then
you
the other man, what was his name?
That was George Hurst. And George Hurst is like one of the most dynamic drummers in the Bay Area. You know, he currently performs with Pride and Joy, and he runs his own music publishing production company. But this is a guy that when you walk into a room of professional musicians or artists, a lot of people will have either played with George, invited him to play with George, or watch George play. Just a consummate professional, lifetime Bay Area musician. So, again, someone else that you'd just like to be a fly on the wall of all the music experiences that guy's had the chance to see in his lifetime.
Oh, and then when they performed, that was just amazing, too. So one of the things that I love about these events, though, and my sisters both went with us on May 20th on our mom's birthday for that one, and what they found is that for people who don't want to be part of it, I mean, as far as performing or writing songs, it's still a really, really fun thing for the people that want to come and have dinner at Phoenix and that want to just hear the music and hear such a wide variety of creativity and everything from totally beginning people, beginning songwriters, beginning performers, to people that are so incredibly talented and experienced, like the ones that were on last night on the stage. And it's just so much fun. It really is. And, you know, the time's just flying by, and we're almost at halfway through. And I wanted to play a little bit of two of your songs. I wanted to play first a little bit of the one called Slow Sweet Goodbye, and then talked in that one you wrote for your mom, correct?
Yeah, I actually wrote for my family about my mother and about the experience of her passing. And she was in hospice for 2 weeks, and it was the whole family got to get together and come and visit her from all over the world, wherever we were living, and be together with her as a family in the last 2 weeks of her life. And so the song came up as an experience of that, because that's what she wanted, was a slow, sweet goodbye with a chance to say goodbye to everyone.
Aww.
And so that was a very remarkable experience for all of us to be in that environment and share her last 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, I'm going to play a little bit of that song because I can't play all of both of them or we would totally run out of time. But I'm going to play a little bit of that song and then we'll talk about it some more.
Very good.
had a dream the other night. An angel came bathed in white light. He bore a message. Said I've come to take home young Marie. Soon her time will come to leave. Work here is awesome. She's got one more thing to do. She asked the Lord, he might wait a few more days for her to come. She had just one more thing to get done. A day or two, she would explain all she needs, ease our pain. Just a few more days. Yeah, the family near. She said, Lord.
Well, wow. And it goes on from there, and it's just that song, you played that last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I haven't played that in public very often. I got to play that at the ceremony for my mother afterwards, and then all the family members were there. So it was really cathartic and quite healing, and it's I found it as a great way to for me to be able to process and have my emotions and my feelings be heard. Mm-hmm. And by having to write the song and perform the song and then sharing it with family, it was ours. It was our family song, so to speak. But I think mm-hmm. it has a more universal message because we all only have one mother. And when that time comes, if it does come, mm-hmm. it's a profound experience for all of us. So I think it has a little more universal appeal than just our family, of course.
Oh, totally, totally. And it reminded me so much of my mom and what you've told me about your mom. She sounds like she was so much like our mom. And our mom's been gone since October 25th, 2006, and you said yours has been gone about 3 years, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, they were such incredible role models for us, your mom and my mom, and they both remind me of the Maya Angelou quote that says, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And you told me that your mom always made people feel good, and mine did too. And that they're just such great role models for us and for all the people who know them to remember how we want people to feel when they think of us and when they're with us.
I was a middle child of 7 boys and 1 girl, and my mom was had an open house policy. It was just, okay, we're having dinner. Who's coming? You're bringing them? Go ahead, invite them in. neighbor kids, whatever. It was just always open and always loving and always warm. And at her funeral, a really young man came up to me that was a friend of one of my youngest brothers whom I really didn't know. And he said, you know, I want to let you know that sometimes the meal that I had at your mom's house would be the meal that I would have for the day, and that she always treated me like family. And your family was really important to me. And that's how Marie was. She was just, oh, and boy, she could laugh and tell stories. And she would be where I got any of the part of me that would be able to make people feel comfortable and make mm-hmm. them feel welcome. That's what I learned from Marie.
Oh, and you totally do. You totally do. Every time I've been in your presence, that's exactly how I feel. Well, I want to also talk about a little bit and play a little bit of your song called Powerless, and that's a very different song. It's going to be in a movie, right?
Yeah, One of the things that West Coast Songwriters does so well is they host screenings every month or so where people in the music industry who are buying music, they're looking for music for television or for movies or for artists, will ask us to screen our songs. And so I went to a song screening, and the screener was looking for a song for Grey's Anatomy for a powerful female singer. I didn't have one when I showed up. I didn't know that's what he was looking for, but I went home and wrote one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't submit it to Grace because the episode had already been aired, but I wrote it anyway just for the exercise about being powerless when you are usually a very strong person. What are those instances in life where, you know, you can't do anything about it and you've done everything you can do and it's beyond your control? And then I submitted that song to the next song screener, and it ended up getting a small needle drop in a movie called The Junction, which is a Ron Howard, Willie Nelson movie. So that'll be my first ever movie placement. Had that on my bucket list this year as a to-do. And so that's kind of
fun. I like to think of it as a life list, a list of things that you want to do while you're still here.
You know how earlier you said you have to be careful what you ask for?
Yeah.
I did ask for my song to be in a movie. I should have asked for a little bit more. I should have said, I'd like the whole song to be played at the end of the credits. So quick enough. They did pick up a small part of it along with a bunch of other songwriters. I'm very honored to be in it and very excited that, it's going to happen. So it was produced by Marcus Barone Productions, who was the person in charge of the music. So he put the underlying music together. And then I collaborated with a great female vocalist out of Australia who just sang the heck out of it. So I'll let the song speak for itself. But I wrote it, but they put the music in it, and they put the great vocal in it.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a little bit of that one, and then we'll talk some more.
Very good.
This is Powerless by Robert Crane.
I'm bending and about to break. I'm so tired of feeling weak. I'm vulnerable to mistakes I didn't used to make. Staring at defeat, I'm struggling to address all those shortcomings I suppress. So many things I wish I'd changed. Now I regret, leave me powerless. Powerless as the light fades from your eyes. I pray for a miracle before all hope dies. Powerless as I watch you slip away. I've done everything I know how to do. It's all been in vain. Feels like I've been trying to swim upstream. Nobody hears my frantic call. The river toys and drowns as she laughs at me and drags me to the fall. Like a bird with a broken wing, I've lost control of so many things. I'm crumbling under the stress. I'm so powerless.
And that was just the very first part up to the bridge. But, oh my gosh, and especially with your description, Robert, of why you wrote it and what it was about, it makes it even more of a powerful song about how we can all feel powerless at times.
Yeah, I was thinking about when they were looking for the song for Grey's Anatomy, which happens to be a show my wife and I enjoyed. Here you have all these brilliant physicians and doctors, and they're always having some critical scene where even though they are brilliant, the patient's either going to make it or not make it. You could do everything you possibly can, and they can still die. You know, that's got to feel very powerless to someone in that position, and that's kind of what they were looking for in that song. And I don't feel powerless very often in my life, and so to put myself in a position to think that way and what it would feel like, I had to then go back and look for points in my life where, wow, I've done everything I can do. And it's in vain. It isn't going to work. And then right from that point of view, it was a great exercise, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm happy that the song got some placement.
Me too. I am.
By the way, the female artist is from Australia. Her name is Gay Perry. And she's co-writing a number of other songs with me, and just a wonderful person, and has an incredible range of vocals. So she can take a song that you've written and just really give it wings. So I want to make sure she gets credit. And then the other thing, we mentioned Shiloh Hobel last night. Shiloh has worked as a music industry and studio production manager, and she's worked with Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, people of that way. The reason we get some of these people in that we had last night as judges is it's because of Shiloh and her connections, and she can ask these people, and they'll come and show up. You know, something that I don't have that kind of pull. So I want to make sure I give Shiloh her credit, because the judges arrived because of her relationship with them over the last 20 years in the music industry. So I get I'm the beneficiary
of
that.
Oh, meeting her was wonderful, and I can see why they love her so much. We only have 3 minutes left, and I need to say that next week on June 18th, my guest will be Ginger Burr, and we'll be talking about her image consulting business, her book, That's So You, Create a Look You Love, with Beauty, Style, and Grace, and also the music she hears calling her. And I'll be posting that on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also sign up for my email list on my website at margotjoydenader.com. Oh, Robert, I wish we had so much more time to talk and we could play even more songs. And back to Shiloh, though, she just was, meeting her was just amazing, and she also said that she'd like to be on my show sometime, and that will be really fun to have her on the show.
Yeah, boy, she's got some great stories. She's going to be a great interview for you. I really enjoyed
it. Oh, talk about living your music. She's definitely doing that.
And the girl can sing, can't she?
Oh, yes, and she just has such an incredible presence on stage, and all of them did. That song that they played last night, I don't remember what the name of it was, but it went on for a while, and none of us wanted it to end. We wanted it to keep going, and we wanted them to do more songs. It was so much fun. I'm so thankful that we were there last night.
So we're going to have many more times like that together, because once a month we're going to be there on a Tuesday night, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the next one is in July. What date is it on?
The month.
It's what?
Yeah, usually the third Tuesday of each month.
Third Tuesday. And so do you know what date that is this time?
That'll be July 15th.
Good. Okay, cool. I definitely got that on my calendar to be there. Oh, thank you again for being on the show. Thank you for introducing us to the West Coast Songwriters Organization and for giving us a really good reason, a fun reason, to go up and listen to music at Phoenix and San Rafael, that wonderful place that Merle Saunders and his partners have created. It's just a fantastic place, and I highly recommend it. Thank you so much, Robert, for being on the show, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Margot. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, everybody. Remember to live the music you hear calling you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for listening.